With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Top Democrats backing Joe Biden's 2024 bid for now, even after his very poor showing at the presidential debate. Here's White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
Before Thursday's debate had finished, some Democrats and Biden allies were calling on the president to withdraw from the White House contest. But influential voices within the party aren't giving up on their presumptive nominee just yet. On social media, former President Barack Obama alluded to his own poor showing in his first 2012 debate, saying bad debate nights happen. And House Democratic Leader Hakeem Jeffries answered with a flat no when asked if Joe Biden should step aside. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Well, a number of people are upset. It may be time for a lawmaker from Colorado to find a new home state.
Two politicians known to be on Donald Trump's vice presidential list, Senator Marco Rubio and Representative Byron Donalds, are from Florida. That's where the former president also lives. And that's leaving open a scenario where his running mate would have to move if the Republican ticket wins. The U.S. Constitution prohibits the president and vice president from residing in the same state. If the situation were not handled properly, the 12th Amendment could prevent the 30 Florida electors from casting their vote if Republicans win the state. Bob Agner reporting.
Also at SRNnews.com, many new California laws signed off by Governor Gavin Newsom will be going into effect the 1st of July.
Included in the new legislation is an 11% tax on the sale of ammunition and firearms in California. The Keep Kids in School law prevents schools from suspending or expelling students from kindergarten through 12th grade for willful defiance, which is defying school staff or disrupting school activities.
And this is SRN News. The Far East is a growing mission field.
According to a new poll from the Pew Research Center, millions of people in that region have given up on religion entirely. 61% of people in Hong Kong, 52% in South Korea, 48% in Vietnam, and 42% in Japan all say they follow no particular faith. Those who do believe in something in those countries are Buddhists. There's a growing Christian population in China, but it represents a small minority of that vast population. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Evangelicals, pro-family advocates, and conservatives reacting to mixed feelings to the Supreme Court decision to take up the issue of transgenderism. Some are welcoming the High Court's plan to consider a Biden administration challenge to Tennessee law barring the use of puberty blockers, to help a child live as the opposite sex. This is SRN News. National Hurricane Center specialist John Cangliosi says Tropical Storm Beryl is threatening the Windward Islands in the Eastern Caribbean, but not likely to hit the United States.
The track is going to take it across portions of the Central Caribbean, and then by the middle of next week over the Western Caribbean. The official forecast shows the system staying down in the Caribbean during the next 5 days. So at this point, there's no real concern for the United States. The main message we have is just to, if you live along the Gulf Coast or in Florida, just kind of keep your eyes on hurricanes.gov and pay attention to Beryl.
Meanwhile, in the U.S., one thing is certain, it's a little warm. Heat advisories being issued across much of the South. Elsewhere, heat warnings are in effect in parts of the southern plains up into the Midwest. In a number of states, high temps over the weekend could easily top 100 and a few cases 110 to 115. More details at SRNnews.com.